בוקר טוב, יום חמישי בשבת קודש, פרשת מתות מסעי, today is Koach בתמוז. So, just to finish off the Gemara on this sugya, hopefully, בעזרת השם, next week we will delve into הלכה פסוקה. What comes out of this whole sugya, because there's going to be a huge מחלוקת המוראים, as we're about to see. So, state of the union right now in the sugya is that we know that Rabbi Yochanan holds that that Gazul is Pasul, the rest of the 7 days, because of mitzvah Baba Avera. Nevertheless, says the Gemara, Itmaname, says the Gemara, Itmaname Amar Rabbi Yame, Yevesh Pasul, Mipnesh En Hadar, Gazul Pasul, Mishum Da'av Ale Mitzvah Baba Avera, which means that Rabbi Yame holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that Gazul is Pasul all seven because of mitzvah Baba Avera. Not so surprising, because Rabbi Yame was Talmid Muvhak of Rabbi Yochanan. So, that's not very surprising. Says the Gemara, what is surprising though is, Ufligad Rabbi Yitzchak. Nevertheless, this argues in Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Lashanu Eila Biyom Tov Rishon. When is Gazul Pasul? Only on the first day. Aval Biyom Tov Sheni, but on Yom Tov Sheni, Mitoch Shiyotze B'Shaul, Yotze Nami B'Gazul. Since on the second day, you're Yotze with Shaul, and Shaul is a form of non-ownership, once you're Yotze with Shaul non-ownership, you're also Yotze B'Gazul non-ownership. What exactly is the Svara behind that? Tosfot's going to explain in a moment. Says the Gemara, Mativ Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Lulav HaGazul VaYavesh Pasul, right? That's what the Mishnah says. HaShaul, what can you infer from Mishnah? HaShaul, Kasher, that Shaul would be Kasher. What does that mean? Emat, Ilema B'Yom Tov Rishon, if you're going to tell me that the inference of Shaul being Kasher is on Yom Tov Rishon, HaKetiv, Lachem, Mishalachem, V'hai, Lavdidehu, Bevadai Shaul can't be Kasher on Yom Tov Rishon, because it's not Lachem. Ela Lav B'Yom Tov Sheni, must be that when we infer that Shaul is Kasher, must be talking about from the second day and on, V'katane, Gazul Pasul. And yet, you go back to the Mishnah, whenever we say Shaul is Kasher, Gazul is Pasul. And if we say Shaul is Kasher B'Yom Tov Sheni, then Gazul is still Pasul. Not like Shmuel. Shmuel just, no, Rabbi Yochanan says it's Pasul all seven.
Not like
Shmuel. Rabbi Yitzchak in the name of Shmuel. Says the Gemara, no, that's a bad inference. Le'olam B'Yom Tov Rishon. Really, I'll tell you that when do we mean to say that Lulav HaGazul and Yavesh is Pasul B'Yom Tov Rishon? Wait, one second, but what's the question? But if that's the case, what are you going to infer? That Shaul is Kasher? Shaul can't be Kasher. Rather, over here, don't infer that. V'lami Ba'ya Kamar. There's a mechanism in the Talmud called Lami Ba'ya. What's Lami Ba'ya?
It's there, it's just not needed to say
it. It didn't need to say it. It only, when the Gemara sometimes says something, to springboard to a bigger chidush. Which is what? V'lami ba'ya kamar. Lami ba'ya sha'ul delavdidehu. You know why the Gemara didn't, you know why the Mishnah didn't talk about sha'ul b'yom tov rishon? The pashut. Why? Sha'ul is not yours. It's obvious. Why is, in some ways, gazul is an even bigger chidush, even though it's stolen, than sha'ul. Why? Says the Gemara, Aval gazul emastam gzela yush ba'alim hu uchdidedameh. Yeah, I might think that by gazul it's a little better. Why? Because gezel, in general, what's gezel?
Yeah.
Why? It's not gneva that it's done secretively or whatever. How is it? You know exactly who's taking it from you. And right? And therefore, what might you think? He's going to take it away from you. And that's it, you're mitya'esh. Says the Gemara, Kamash Malan, that's not the case. And what? You see the guy, you say, okay, he'll take it now, but you know, one of the coming days I'll take him to Beddin and get it back. And therefore the chidush is that even Gezel is not Stam Yush Be'alim, and therefore that's also Pasul. But Be'emet, according to Shmuel, the Mishnah is taught Maskanat HaGemara. And this is going to be very, very, very significant. According to Shmuel, our Mishnah of Lulav HaGazul VaYavesh Pasul is talking about what? Only first day. Only Yom Tov Rishon. Only Yom Tov Rishon. And therefore what? Shmuel says, don't talk to me about Gazul. Gazul is going to be Kasher the rest of the days. Why? Why is it going to be Kasher the rest of the days? Since Shaul is Kasher, so is Gazul. What's this since? What's this mitoch?
What was this?
Huh?
We did a couple of days ago about Yom Tov Sheni.
He argues.
This is the same thing.
Well, no, well, the question is, so there's Machloket Amoraim, And now we're going to have to see what a paskin like.
Becomes wait, what did we do already? This we already did a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
It's the same thing?
No. Yom Tov Sheni itself is a machloket. Where does it stand? Is it part of Yom Tov Rishon or is it part of Sha'ar Yamim? That's a different story. The question is over here, we're going to see next week who the Paskin like, Rabbi Yochanan or Shmuel, because there's huge enough commitments.
Why was Shmuel's statement so significant?
So we did Paskin,
Shmuel's statement was very, very significant?
Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah is talking about all 7 days. Lulav HaGazul VeYavesh is talking about all 7 days. According to Shmuel, Lulav HaGazul VeYavesh is talking only about day one.
So also according to Rabbi,
no? Well, Rabbi is taken out. It's not.
What?
It's in parentheses, taken out. Oh, Amar Rava, some don't say it at all. Anyway, the kids are, and Rava is just answering. Seder, but even if you do have the Girsa Rava, it doesn't mean that he's holding it. Like, he's just answering the question that the Gemara had on Shmuel. Verstehst? Now, look what he says. Let's see Rashi in Teis. Vis, Tikra Rashi. Yeah, Itmar Nami.
Rav Nachman, it's also very significant. Just a second.
Vadai? Yeah?
Shmuel is, yeah.
It's all in the name of Shmuel.
There's
Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani
and
Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak.
Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that it was seconded, going against Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani.
Well, he was just quoting a baraita. Well, he asked the question, and then the question was answered. So at the end of the day, we don't have a riot. Yeah, just we don't have a riot from our Mishnah that it's talking about all 7 days. Why? Because Shaul. What about Shaul? We're not talking about Shaul. That's Pashut that it's not yours, and the whole Mishnah is talking about the first day only.
Okay, so this is not connected at all to
No. Okay, let's see Russian first. It's
fine. The Talmud Rashi de Megazul beYom Tov Sheni Mishum Mitzvah Babavera Lo Shanu de Gazul Pasul Mitoch Shiotze BeShaul Daha beYom Tov Sheni Lo Ktiv Lachem Nemuti. Lo Lam beYom Tov Rishon Belo Tido Kedayeket
Kedayekt. HaShaul Kasher. Don't say, don't infer like you did before, I, Shaul is Kasher. No, Shaul is not Kasher, B'yom Tov Rishon. Elama.
The Koshik and the Shaul Pasul, but he didn't lomay by Shaul Kamar.
Yeah, the Mishnah didn't even need to talk about Shaul because that's Pashut. Yeah, what's the Chidush? The Chidush is by Gezel. Ema. That even if we didn't hear him be Miyaesh, the owner, what should we assume possibly? Yeah, why? Yehush be'alim hu.
Sharif anafu gozlomi, zado, ve'en bo koach latzil.
Okay, kamash malan.
Shalan, da'ad, ha'shamina, da'yesh, lo kani le'ed. Ve'emar amar hashtahu detagif minay. La'machar tafsina alei v'dina.
Which means what? Just because, until we hear the owner being miyayesh, assume nothing. Why? Because he's waiting for a better opportunity to chop it back. Yeah? Says Tosfot on the bottom, Mitoch sheyotze b'Shaul yotze b'Gazul. That was the svara for Shmuel. Why Gazul is kasher on the rest of the days? Go ahead. Acha.
Acha dav kashum de'aran lo chay shamitzaba b'avera.
Says Shmuel very big. He says, wow. And Pinchas is going to explain. It's not that Shmuel doesn't hold of mitzvah b'avera at all. Is that what he means? No, ma pitom. Elama. Shmuel only holds of mitzvah b'avera where there's a mitzvah deoraita. For instance, on the first day. On the first day, Shmuel would hold that there's an issue of mitzvah b'avera. But on all subsequent days of Sukkot, where the mitzvah b'lulav is only the Rabbanan, Shmuel doesn't impose the issue of mitzvah b'avera when the mitzvah is only the Rabbanan. So says Tosfot. Now the Pnei Yoshua expounds on this, and he says big stuff. Yeah? So, which becomes a big zav. Yeah? So let's see what he says. Yeah? Says the Pnei Yoshua b'gemara. Amar b'Yitzchak bar Nachman, Amar Shmuel. La shanu, ela biyom tov rishon, aval biyom tov sheni mitoch sheyatzeb Shaul yotzeb Gazul veketvu atosfot says the Pnei Yoshua hachadav kashu midrabanan lachai shemitzvah ba ba'avira ad kan shalom. What are Tosfot trying to say? What's implied here? Says the Pnei Yoshua nirad de kavanatan baze mishum delet la lememar di Shmuel paliga kama tanae deitlu mitzvah ba ba'avira. Says why is Tosfot pointing this out? Tosfot means that it doesn't make sense that Shmuel would argue on the entire concept of the issue of mitzvah b'avera. Why? Because it was brought down b'shem kama tana'im. We find Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, we think he's just going to argue on all them.
Yes.
No. Ela da'akat yakasheni. Now, what did Tosfot come out? That no, Shmuel holds of mitzvah b'avera, but what? But only deoraita is not by the Rabbanans. Frek the Pnei Yoshua, huge one. Yeah. Ela da'akat yakasheni. Ha. בהח ברייתא דהרי שגזל שאה מחברו שהביאו התוספות בדיבור רבותכם משום what do we say before if you remember Tosfot at the beginning of the Amud what did he speak about a case there's a baraita a person stole wheat and wants to do hafrashat chala says the baraita it's mitzvah ba'avera en ze mevarech ela mena'etz that he's cursing he says what mashma lehed yedei afilu la'inyan beracha shei midrabanan savar haitana mitzvah ba'avera ve'ach palig shmuel ale kivan de la'ashkechan shum tana de palig what's the question here I will tell you over there it's a tana it's a baraita that says what that there is mitzvah ba'avera with regards to beracha of afrashat chala. Beracha is only midrabanan. We don't find any Tanaim that argues. How does Shmuel argue? We don't find anybody that argues over there. Why does Shmuel say that mitzvah ba'avera doesn't apply by the rabbanans? How over there you see in the baraita mefurash Tanaim that say that it does with regards to beracha. Says the Pnei Yoshua
v'lekel. With beracha or the action itself.
No, the action is doraita.
The
bracha. Nachon. Ikaro is doraita. But ikar of all brachot is only the rabbanan.
This is bracha or the rabbanan. That's proving that there's a rabbanan and the tanaim are holding that.
Mitzvah ba'avera applies to the rabbanan as well, unlike Shmuel. And we don't find that anybody argues there. Says the Gemara.
Before that, Pinesh had a problem. How is Shmuel arguing on Tanaim, and he answered by using Tosot.
He says it doesn't make sense if you argue on Tanaim. So he says no, he be'etzim argues, but he doesn't apply it to mitzvah ba'avera. Frek the Pnei Yoshua. Look, the Baraita does. Matagid, and we don't find anybody that argues. Velekel emeimar. Dele'inyan bracha. Shayich tfe mitzvah ba'avera. Dim kenakali belulav gufa. Yach makshir biyom tov sheni. Haika bracha. Don't say that by brachot. It's worse in terms of mitzvah ba'avera because of the bracha. Because if that was the case, guess what? B'yom Tov Sheni, do you make a bracha on the lulav? Vadai. And when Shmuel says lulav gazul is kasher b'yom Tov Sheni, do you make a bracha according to him or not? Yes, you do. So obviously, brachot is no worse than other derabbanan. So what's pshat? Ulkaman b'sof perek lulav ba'arava. Fourth perek. Ashkechan lehed yed Shmuel sover de mitzvat birkat lulav kol shiv'a v'nir'a bazeh. Says the Pnei Yoshua, a new pshat, a little bit different than Tosfot. Yeah, what does he say? Says, yeah, tikra, v'nir'a bazeh.
V'nir'a bazeh. The Tosfot ain't a chinami. The lo mach shishmo ele b'diavid. Shiyotze bo aval olam ainu mevarech aleha. Ele shinir'a dochek daha stava kamar.
He says a new pshat. It's possible that Shmuel holds that you're yotze with lulav ha-gazul, all seven, but you can't make a bracha.
All seven?
Huh? Yeah, v'day. Not all seven. The rest of the seven, besides for the first. Yes, he says, but that's a little weird. The Pnei Yoshua says himself, because it sounds from the Gemara that when Shmuel says that you're Yotze, it's not b'diavad. It means afilu lechatchila, and you can make a bracha. Ve'od de'akati l'shon mitoch. Yeah, go ahead.
Ve'od de'akati l'shon mitoch shiyotze b'shaul eno midukta.
Okay, this is where the Pnei Yoshua is going to deviate from Tosfot. Lule divrei Tosfot.
Go ahead. Lule divrei Tosfot hayanir li lefarish b'yan acher. Devada shaber matzisva sava shmua mitzvah baba vera fil drabanan. Ela shesove de lo shayach mitzvah baba vera ela hechad I eshel asod mitzvah in loa yidea vera. Lechi hai gavna katvatoza leel b'shmati. Ela de shmua meka yoter b'gazlan gufa nami lo shayach mitzvah baba vera. Ela hechad shetzarech lechaven leknot halulav. Ano b'yom tov rishon kiven shehol pasul. אם כן, על כורחך אי אפשר לא לצאת בשל חברו, אם לא שנתכוון לגנותו, משום הכי הרי מצווה בא בעבירה.
מה שאין כן
ביום תושני, מתוך שיוצא בשאול, מתוך שאול, שאם כן, הרי אין צריך לכוון לשום קנייה, ואפילו אם היה נוטלה על מנת להחזיר לאלתר יוצא, אם כן, אין המצווה בא לידי עבירה שמכוון לגנותה, משום הכי כמה די יוצא נבי בגזול, ואין מה שכתב דבר כמה, להפתת, שאתו זו דבר זה...
בפני יושעות רב סבא. Pnei Yoshua drops a bomb. Pnei Yoshua says, unlike Tosfot, Tosfot said that Shmuel doesn't hold the mitzvah ba'avera b'derabbanans. Pnei Yoshua says maybe he does. Maybe he does hold the mitzvah ba'avera as a problem by the rabbanans. But what's the difference? That's only like Tosfot. What did Tosfot say before? He said the Yesod. You remember the Tosfot right before?
Yeah.
That in order for mitzvah ba'avera to be a problem, what does Tosfot hold? Like the Rishonim that say that?
They have to be together.
That you need the avera to be mekayim the mitzvah. Unlike what? If you remember. Asherah and stuff like that. You don't need the Avera to be in the mitzvah. And he says over here, that makes perfect sense by Yom Tov Rishon. You know why? Yom Tov Rishon, you need lachem. And therefore, when he steals it, he needs to have kavana to be kone, to have a kinyan gzela in order to do the mitzvah, because otherwise,
it's not the same.
It's not his, it's not going
to
be yotze.
Isn't that what you do when you steal something? You want it to be yours?
Oh, He says Biyom Tov Sheni when he steals it. Does he need it to be his?
No.
No, why? Because on Yom Tov Sheni, you're also Yotze with Shaul. So when he steals it, he doesn't have to have Kavanah L'Shem Kinyan. He can even have Kavanah L'Shem Sheila. L'Shem what? Borrowing, because borrowing is kasher biyom tov sheni. Give it back right away. And therefore what? What do we see from here? Over there, biyom tov sheni, you don't need the avera to be yotze the mitzvah. And therefore, that's the chiluk that Shmuel makes. Not like Tesfis that made a chiluk in Shmuel between Deoraita and Derabbanan, whether we apply mitzvah baba avera, whether what's the chiluk, whether or not you need the avera to do the mitzvah. Biyom Tov Rishon, do you need the Avera to do the mitzvah? Vadai. Because
yes.
You need to be kone. Therefore, even Shmuel would say mitzvah baba Avera. Biyom Tov Sheni, do you need the Kavanat Gezel, Kinyan Gezel, to do the Avera? No, because you could be Yotze with Shaul anyway. Therefore, even if he does, since you don't need that Kavanah, and you don't need the Avera to do the mitzvah, Shmuel would hold that there's no issue of mitzvah baba Avera. It's a huge chiddush, but it's very lumdish. Yeah, that's what we said. Say it again.
So it's all source. The source of his argument is if you need the mitzvah to be the same kind of avera. So on the first day, you need it to be yours. So therefore, when he's taking the lulav from the guy, his intent is what I'm stealing it because it needs to be mine. On the second day, however,
now do you need that avera to be mekayim the mitzvah?
On the first day,
can
yes.
You do the mitzvah without transgressing the avera?
No.
Why? Because if you don't do that avera, it's not yours, and you mekayim the mitzvah. On the second day. Can you do the mitzvah without transgressing this avera?
Yes, because you could just say, I'm borrowing.
Oh, and therefore what? Since you don't need the avera to be mekayim the mitzvah, Shmuel would say,
it's not the same time.
We're not going to say it's mitzvah baba avera is a problem. Understand?
Wow.
Now the Chatam Sofer.
Which means that maybe Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are agreeing. They just hold that.
Even Tosfot said to a certain extent they're agreeing. Shmuel doesn't completely negate mitzvah baba avera. The shaila is when he applies it.
Right. That's the machloket here where the mitzvah is with avera.
So that's the variation between Tosfot and Rabbi Yoshua.
Rishonim might say that it's not together that have major problem.
Nachon.
Before the Shmuel just says if it's the right time, it's a thing. But if it's not, it's not.
Yeah. So, the Pnei Yeshua argues on that.
Oh, saying so.
He uses the question if you remember from Chala, because that's a Derabbanan also, and we see Tanaim applying mitzvah baba avera over there. So therefore, he kind of deviates a little bit from Tosfot and says his own pshat.
So finding another way to negate mitzvah baba avera according to Shmuel.
Correct. Right. Comes the Chasam Sofer and he says po lo nachon to the Pnei Yeshua. It's a big kasha. Let's read the read the Chatam Sofer. See what he says. Go ahead.
The chiddush.
They didn't put it in here. The Chasam Sofer.
No, they didn't put it.
My masu.
I don't know. I know it also.
Okay, so write a letter to the editor. My masu. Mazeh.
I don't know. They put a Shmuel Grzowski. They didn't put some sofer.
Yeah, were they discriminating against the Chasam Sofer?
Mazeh. They put it in the Beitza one.
Okay, so great.
The chiddush lana pnei Yeshua.
Chasam Sofer was geon a geonim, gedol hador.
They put his son-in-law.
Aya who? No, who?
For Gregor.
His father-in-law.
His father-in-law.
Yeah, right. Chasam Sofer a geon a geonim.
He's
Chadash
Asimir Torah.
Vadai.
He was Spartan?
No. Vazma. Who cares?
It was funny to make sense then.
Chassidish. Yeah. He's quasi Chassidish. A little bit. Okay, go ahead.
He's the Chassidish that over Litvak said.
Yeah.
Was wondering why the art scroll caters so much to that Ashkenazi. You know, they write it, the Derek Ashkenaz.
What are you talking about?
Should have something for Sfaradi also.
There's an art scroll Sfaradi Siddur now, also. What are you talking
about? That's the only thing.
That's not true. There's the Orot.
Art scroll just opened a new Sfaradi facility.
Yeah, I saw that.
They made a whole Sfaradi.
They tried to get my eye like us.
What are you talking about?
Okay, if Shannon Sin was Sfaradi, then they would do that.
Adoni, Totsi Keser. Get, spend money, hire Talmud Chachamim. Make the Pekar edition of the Talmud and then
we need pretty nice.
I don't know if there's so much demand for that.
They made it today.
They made it. No payments.
Anyway, because the Rehanian edition is going to be triple the price. It's asur. Yeah? You have to wait for the shul to buy it. Yeah, but
that's halacha aleph. Halacha aleph.
In Siman Tet Kuf Tzadim. Vaitan. Says the Chatam Sofer. Efo Tavilta.
He was here last night.
Telling working is a choice. What is the truth?
The Chiddush Tana of Rabbi Yeshua Azal, the Shmuel Nam Yisrilei Mitzvah Bavira, Ella Yisrilei, oh, what did I say? He does hold Mitzvah Bavira.
Yeah.
Ella Yisrilei Adiva Mide HaTosfot, Kiven She Kishachata Valula Ve'ilu Lo Haya Dato Ligozdo Diktoto, Ella Shaila, Lisha Lo Hava Gazlan, Ella Shoel De Kasher B'Sharamim, Nihi Dehash Deha Yekavanato Ligzol Mikol Makom Ena Vera Goremet HaMitzvah Shere Haya Esh Lekayimo Beloze.
He's quoting the Pnei Yeshua, who says that even though he has kavanah to steal on the second day, but since if you would have had kavanah as he was grabbing it, only to borrow it, and Shaul is kasher b'shar yamim, therefore what? It's not considered mitzvah b'ba'abira. B'hayinu d'amar Shmuel. Zok t'chsam sefer.
Dvar av m'ot Shmuel. Atu shoel b'chativa shlo b'ratzam b'alim lav gazanu, lav over averahu.
He says, I don't understand what you're saying. We know there's a Gemara Mefureshet that says that Shoen Shulam Midaat, a person who borrows something, even if you're borrowing, but when you borrow something without Rishut, the Gemara says very clearly, what is that?
Stealing.
It's stealing. So what is that?
Gemara? Huh? Where's that Gemara?
It's in Bava Mtziah, Pirk HaShoen.
By Tefillin, you're allowed, right?
Oh, hold on. That's the Rabbi Kivegar and the Taz. Leave that for a second.
Okay.
You didn't get there?
No, I didn't look at this.
Al Tikvotzata. I say, don't jump in person.
If you
miss the
jump,
no?
I don't need to jump.
Yeah, don't jump.
I need to
jump. Lo likfot, ze'aikar. Kol ha'olam kulo ve'aikar lo likfot. Yeah? Vaita. Yeah. Rabotai. So he's saying, hey, what's the Pnei Yeshua saying that, no, he could have only had kavanah to borrow. Only having kavanah to borrow without reshut is gzela. So what are you saying? You're back to the same thing that you're gzela, and you couldn't bin yotzeh the mitzvah, because even if you only need shaul, doing shaul without permission is gezel. So once again, you're back to the same square one that he says, that if you can't do the mitzvah without kavanat gzela, which shoel shelo midat is, it's still mitzvah baba avera. Boom. Yeah.
Chayin hikshe kaman kabotmarim.
Yeah.
Ve'gabi hatokev chaveru avatziu misukato v'yavar sham.
Hashem.
Aval hacha metato lehavalei misava b'avera kemo gazlan gamor u'shnei adadi b'ha d'shmua yavor lefanir.
So he says, okay, he explains a little bit different, a little bit more like Tosfot, but the Chatam Sofer is maniach d'pnei Yoshua b'tzarich yun. He says, I don't understand. Why are you saying that? The Sfat Emet comes to defend the Pnei Yoshua from the Chassam Sofer's question.
Yeah, friend.
Yeah. So the Sfat Emet, the Admor Migur. Oh, shalom. So you remember the Sfat Emes? He was the third Ger Rav, the grandson of the Chidush Arim. So the Sfat Emet comes to defend the Pnei Yoshua from the Chassam Sofer's question. Let's see what he says. Sham Bagmara.
Sham v'hai lav didehu. Tzarach yun amalo nema denichal liyinesh.
No, you're reading a Pekveir. Read before, the one before.
Ah, Sham gemar mitok shiyotze b'shaul, yotze nai b'gazul. Pirish kiven de lo tiknu b'sheini kein de raita linyan lachem, in king b'zul nami yotzen bo. V'yesh nomar od, o v'yesh lakshot? Or v'yesh nomar?
V'yesh nomar.
Yesh nomar od, esir le d'shmuel, d'ha d'amir shu b'yochai d'gazul havi mitzav b'avira, haynu b'rishon, d'tzarech l'od lachem, l'achin afilu b'gazul l'achir yush, d'kani mikom akon havi mitzav b'avira, aval b'sheini d'in tzarech lachem lo havi mitzav b'avira, d'lo ba'a mitzvah haydei avira.
This is very similar to the, oh, he says, v'chein katab b'sefer Pnei Yoshua. Okay, go ahead. V'shamati,
שמעתי שבחתם סופר כתב דשוש לו מדעת אבי גם כן גזלן.
Oh, that was, now he says very, he brushes off the חתם סופר's question, look what he says.
ולי אינו מוכרח דיש לומר דווקא שואל ומשתמש בו אבי גזלן, אבל מצוות דלב להנות ניתנו אפשר דלא חשו גזלן כלל, כיוון דחבר לא חשו מידי ועד הרבה צריך יון תם את
רבי יוחנן
דחשו מצווה לרבה.
Look what he says. He says, when do we say the klal? When do we say the rule that a person borrows something without permission is considered gazlan? That's when you take it and you use it and you benefit from it without your friend's permission. Mitzvot are not here to benefit from. Mitzvah is to take it. Mitzvah is you take it and you do Ritzon Hashem and you get no benefit from it. Therefore what? You're taking it, you're giving it. When I take my friend's lulav without permission, am I benefiting? No benefit, there's no personal benefit. I'm using it for a mitzvah. And therefore, says the Sfat Emet, this application does not is not under the umbrella of Shoel Shelo Midat Gazlanhu, and therefore it shouldn't be considered a Gazlan, and I understand the Pnei Yoshua beautifully. And he says, on the contrary, I don't understand Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it is Mitzvah Baba Avira. I understand Shmuel much better, and he says, I don't understand the Chassam Sefer's question. What are you saying?
Can you still benefit from Mitzvah?
That what? How so?
Like you give a Korban, you get to eat part of it.
Not over here.
I'm saying in general.
Sometimes, but over here you don't have that. Over here you don't have that. You just, what are you doing with the Lulav? What benefit do you take?
Take
physical money. Physical. You take it, you wave it, you put it back zone, igmar. What did you get? You did, maybe you got a workout if it's a, you know, you ever saw the jumbo
giant
token?
One, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe you think you got a,
like the bowling ball. It's so a giant lulav.
So you get a good workout. In general, there's no benefit. Shamata. So now he says like this. So behemet.
So this uproots like everything you said.
No, afuch. The sfat emet uproots the chassam sefer's kasha and defends the Pnei Yoshua. Tov. Rabbi Kveger has a beautiful kasha over here. Yeah? And he's maniach, keder ko bakodesh. Many times he'll ask a question and he'll leave it, but tzarech iyun. Yeah? Look, Rabbi Kveger. See what he says.
Kveger. Sham, v'hai lav yideu. Tzarech iyun, amai lo nema.
Yeah, what do we say? That, what are we talking about? When it says, yesh, when it says, lulav agazul v'ayavish pasul, what does that come to exclude? Shaul, that Shaul is kasher. When is Shaul kasher? On the first day, the Gemara says, Shaul can't be kasher on the first day. Why not? It's not yours. Says Rabbi Kveger, why not? Go ahead. Which means what? When a person, let's say a person lends me his lulav on the first day of Chag. Yeah, the Gemara says, no good. Says Rabbi Kveger, why not? When he lends me his lulav, why don't we say that since he knows that he has to, that in order for me to be yotze, I have to make a kinyan, I have to own it. Even when he lends it to me, since we want a person, people like when we do mitzvot with their money, and therefore what? When he's lending it to me, he's doing it, oh, that's the Taz's question also. But what do we see? Maybe he wants me to do it in the most halachically acceptable manner, which means he's being makneh to me. So he says, why shouldn't you be yotze on the first day of Sukkot with the borrowed lulav? Why don't we say that he's makneh oto, since we want, I'm not giving it to you for nothing. When I give you my lulav, what do I want?
Mitzvah.
I want you to get the mitzvah. Nachon?
Most so people don't have kavanah for that, though. It's like have other guys.
Says Rabbi Kveger, why don't we say it's a default kavanah? I want it to work in the way that you need it to work for you.
Yeah, why else is paying
$30? If someone borrowed my love, if I learned this, I would have just thought, okay, he's holding my love and doing the mitzvah. I would have thought, okay, he owns it for this 2 minutes.
Why don't you say, I'm giving it to him so that he can do, or whatever needs to happen for him to be yotzeh the mitzvah, I want to happen. Why don't we say that?
I feel people wouldn't have that kavanah.
Well, the Gemara obviously says, Shaul is pasul biyom tov rishon, which means, la halacha. If I lend you my lulav on the first day of Sukkot, what's la halacha? You're not yotzeh. Unless you specifically say, I'm giving it to you b'matana al menat
le'achzir. All the lulav people like rabbi would be out of business.
Why?
Because they give al menat le'achzir.
Well, what do you think they used to do in the...
All the lulav
of all rabbi. They used to have one lulav per city. You know, one lulav per keilah. They were poor. They couldn't get everything they used to do in Europe.
Just
have one lulav for everybody. The Rav would buy it or whatever it is. And then afterwards, everybody would stand in a line. Matanan menat le'achzir. Everybody would take it. V'zeh shalom. That's what they used to do. It didn't used to be like today where everybody had their own lulav. It used to be like that. Yeah.
Is that a lower level or just as
a chatila? Well, lechatechila, you're supposed to have the lulav the whole time. During halel, during Hoshano, Takafot, it's impossible to do that if there's one per keila. But, you know, you still yotze, the mitzvah. Now, mikol makom, Rabotai, what am I telling you over here? Rabbi Kveger says, I don't understand why not. A person wants somebody else to be yotze, mitzvot with his property. Why doesn't it work like that? The Taz asks this question in Shulchan Aruch and in Chot Tzitzit. Now, interesting that he brings this on halacha. Maran brings down in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Yudalit, that a person is allowed to take somebody else's talit without his permission, and use it. There's a very, very famous machlok taposim. But Da'at Maran is that you're allowed to take somebody else's talit, and you can make a bracha.
I was going to say black hat, you can, because it stretches it out.
Okay, fine. As long, says Maran, as long as you fold it back up and put it back in place. What's the reason for that? Why does Maran say you can take somebody's talit without permission?
It won't affect the other person.
If
They want you to do mitzvah.
We know for sure that a person would want, unless, says the Beis Chai, unless something, it's something that's, unless either you know that the owner is a very, you know, very tough person and he doesn't lend anything to anybody, or it's something that gets ruined by use.
The black cat.
Talit, it doesn't get ruined by use. Tefillin, maybe. Sometimes tefillin, I have
adjusted. No, you're not allowed to adjust it.
Adjust. They put it back. Right, you can destroy your guys' tefillin. Yeah? Anyway, Mikol Makom. Yeah. Aval, at the end of the day, that's the halacha. The Taz asks a question. I don't understand. Over here by Talit, Talit also it says, Gedilim ta'ase lecha, which means that you have to own tzitzit. You're not yotze the mitzvah of tzitzit with talit sheula, a borrowed tzitzit. So we see that there's a common denominator between lulav and tzitzit that they both have to be owned. And yet, by tzitzit we say, you can take it without permission, borrow it without permission, because of this thing that you, somebody else wants you to do mitzvot with your money, with his money. How come we don't say that by lulav? How come we don't say on the first day of Sukkot you can take your friend's lulav without permission because he wants you to do that? Exactly Rick Vager's question. He asks the same question, but he gives a very fascinating answer. Rick Vager leaves it to the Chiyun, but the Taz answers the question. Taz, Turei Zahav, was one of the foremost poskimers in the 1600s. Rabbeinu David HaLevi Segan. Yeah, he was from Lvov. He was Lvov Bedin. Yeah, he was one of the...
It didn't come out that he was a Chacham for years. No?
Yeah, he kept it very hidden. Yeah, let's see what he says. So he writes over here as well. Yeah, let's see what the Taz has to say. On the Salacha and Siman Yudalit with regards to Tzitzit. So let's see what he says. Yeah, go ahead.
Just go back to Lulav afterwards, right?
Yeah, he asks from here, from Tzitzit onto Lulav. Yeah? Mutalitol.
Yeah. Mutalitapur Shalom Edato Mitam Zeh Pasek Ramal Kaman Tzim Rech Hashem Tet.
The Rama says that from the second day and on, during Chol HaMoed, whatever, if you see your friend's Ulav, you can take it without permission. You know that?
Really?
You can use it without permission. But the Rama, and he gets it from the Turma tradition, he says that's only true from the second day and on. On the first day, can't take it without permission. Frektataz, oh, wait a second. If you tell me you can do it by Talit, why can't you do it by Lulav? Since both Lulav and Tzitzit require ownership, Mideoraita. So what's the difference? Yeah? Is there a first day or second day with regards to Tzitzit? The Torah doesn't say first. Anytime you need a talit, you can take it without permission because the svara. Frek the taz, go ahead. Avalo biyom arishon. Umayish na mitzitzit.
Deshem doraita. Afilo haki samchim v'varich randem shum midor midat.
You can take the tzitzit anytime. You can make a bracha, but not by lulav on the first day. Why not? V'yesh lomar.
Zeha eni sumer Torah leitatef bebeged b'lo tzitzit rak shemechuyev lasot tzitzit bebeged shelo.
He says, by tzitzit it's different than lulav. Lulav is an active mitzvah, you have to go out and find the lulav. Tzitzit, there's no isur to wear, it's not like you're doing an isur by wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzit. Rather what? You have an active chiyuv to put on tzitzit on a four-cornered garment. That doesn't apply over here where it's a borrowed beged. So it's different than lulav. Ach kashe, but he brings another question. Go ahead.
Ach kashe, dehala el simenchet simtet mecham milenim bracho tzitzit tfei min alavishin.
Milavisha. By the bracha of tzitzit, we take that more seriously than wearing the beged. How do we know?
Dimishum chumrat the bracha. Tzarek lebdok.
What are we saying? That what? The svara of nichale le'inish, that a person wants another person to do mitzvot with his money, is so strong that by talit, how do we consider it? When you take it without permission, we already assume that what? It's like the owner gave it to you b'matana l'menat l'achsir. So the question comes back. When you borrow a lulav without permission, even on the first, does matanan menat le'achzir work on the first day of Sukkot?
Yes.
Yes.
Rubble.
So if that's the case, why don't we say borrowing without permission on the first day nichal le'inish makes it like a matanan menat le'achzir, just like we say by tzitzit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
ויש סבר על החג ביום על השהוא מן התורה אדם מקפי ביותר שלא יקלקל על יתרוג לא מהני אז סבר הזו דניח על
הדין He says, oh, on the first day where it has to be שלו on the first day where it's deoraita a person's very makpid that maybe the etrog can get messed up maybe it can you know sometimes when a person handles the etrog not properly it can get scratched chipped whatever so over there when it's deoraita it's possible that a person's more makpid about an etrog velulav than a talit
even if he did his chiyuv of the day
yeah it's possible But says the Taz, that's not enough for me. Why? Ela de kashe.
Ela she kashe li, lama paslina biyom alef de sukkot li tol la shashu mechaver mishun dubin lachem, amai lo nema kimen she yodea, she yi afshu lo lacet didei chubato, adem ki nitlog matana, amin ad lachsir, rov vada nitkaven azer matana, amin ad lachsir, mahani beto,
kedi ita pere kamet de kishu? Now he asks another thing from kidushin.
Wait, that's rova.
Let's see. Ve'al ke, ve'al korchach lomar, kevan,
כיוון שאמר לו, אמר לי שאלה, מאמנינה, אנדלו נתקב עם לשום מה...
So he says, taking it without permission בכלל, I understand. But he says, okay, let's say I didn't take it without permission. Let's say, I asked you on the first day of Sukkot, can I borrow your lulav? He says, sure, take it. Yeah, I took it. Is that enough? No. Why? Why don't we say that since you know that I'm taking it to do the mitzvah, why don't we say that when you lend it to me, it's as if you said what?
I want you
to do it. Just like what? By Kiddushin, says the Rosh, ומשכתב, ומה ישנה משואל תלית מצויצת, דכתב הראש לעיל בסעיף ג' דחייב לברך. If I ask you on any random day, can I borrow your תלית? The Rosh says, what's the halacha? Make a bracha. Even though a borrowed תלית is patur. Rather, when I say, can I borrow it, what do we assume? That he's giving it to you? במתנה על מנת להחזיר. So why not בלולב? עוד פעם. Yeah? If you take it completely without permission, I get it. But if he's already lending it to you, what's the difference? Go ahead. We know that when a person wants to be Mekadesh a woman, he has to be Mekadesh with his own money. Or his own property. Yeah? The Rosh brings down, says, what's the halacha? I've seen this happen before. We don't rely on this big machlok taposkim. What happens if he loses the ring? And he, you know, he chatan at the chupa, and now he's skin. And he's bad matzah. Yeah, manas
after the ring.
He goes over to a friend. He says, or let's say to his sister. Mom, let's say whatever. Can I borrow your ring? Because I want to be mekadesh my fiance. So over there, what does the Rosh say? Even though she said sure, which means that she lent it to him. But since she lent it to him with the kavanah, she knew that he wants to use it kedel kadesh isha. What do we say? Even though the dialogue between them was borrowing and lending, what do we assume? That since he mentioned that he wants to be kadesh isha, we already assume that why did she give it to him? Bematana. Rosh says it meforash. And the woman is mekudeshet as a result. Yeah?
Pure matana or?
Even though she didn't say anything about matana. Yeah? Go ahead. וזה לשונו, what does the Rosh say?
ממש שבתוות אוהבו, לקדש בו אישה, ענן צדי, או לאוהבו, meaning, like
someone, you know,
ענן צדי שדעת לגנוע בכל, יפוי לשון שמו ילד, דעתה דחק ימסו לידו, אם לא יועיל לשון שאלה, יתפוס בו לשנה כשאלה קידושין.
Yeah, which means people say, you know what, if שאלה doesn't work for קידושין, if borrowing doesn't work for קידושין, let מתנה work. And this is all what? ענן צהדי. We assume that this is what's going through her mind.
Yeah,
we think she's Tamida Chachama? You think she knows Halachot?
Yeah.
Rather what? She wants it to work. However it's supposed to work, she wants it to work. That's why she's lending it. Go ahead. On the contrary, not everybody knows the Halacha. Ul'olam omdim da'ato.
ולעולם עומדים דעתו כיוון שמצאו לקדש בו אישה שדעתו שאם לא יועיל לשון שאלה שיניהו לשון אחר המעיל ולכל הפחות מעטן עמד להחסיר את השונו
והיינו כמו שכתב כאן בציצית He says the same thing that we just said בהלכות ציצית yeah? קשה משאול ביום טוב דפסול עמי לנמה גם כן אחי ממש וקל וחומר הוא דעים מועיל לעניין קידושין שהיא מקודשת קידושי ודאי מכוח זה כמו שכתב בשולחן ערוך, ואם בא אחר בקידשה אין צריך ממנו גט, קל וחומר לעניין קיום מצוות לולב בשביל זה אפילו ביום ראשון. תקשיב טוב, which is more חמור? קידושין, אשת איש, או לולב? Eshetish. And what do we say about Kiddushin? That it works even when she just lends. So for mitzvah lulav, it's not going to work when he says he lends it. Mazeh says the Taz. Yeah, go ahead.
V'ani l'aniotati l'chalak shapir ben kiddushin lulav develulav havi pasul she'elav gezela mikoach gezerat hakatuv delachem shelachem devader miran dehachi pasal rachman hakol she'amar v'lashon she'elav.
When the Torah says lachem ulkachtem lachem with regards to lulav, lachem means to negate. It's a gzirat hakatuv that Shaul is no good. Go back there. Ve'en lanu lefarish leshono. The Torah says, don't play games with his lashon. Lachem means Shaul, and it doesn't work.
Right.
Where does the Torah speak about lachem? Only by lulav. It doesn't say by kiddushin. Go ahead. Which means by Kiddushin, it doesn't say Beferush Lachem. We know it's got to be his. It's a limud. So we say, with regard, if it's a limud and not a gzerat hakatuv mamash, then we can start donning your lashon and extrapolating zachin v'chule.
Right.
What the Taz ends off with kushia is as follows. What's the problem? What about tzitzit? By tzitzit, does the Torah say Beferush that it's got to be yours?
No.
Yep.
Oh, it says Telecha.
Kesutecha, it says. Yeah.
So I haven't seen before you allowed to buy.
The Taz says, "Ach kashe."
Ach kashe, guys. You see, there's limud mikra. The show pasul. The clip is utecha. Vlo shel acherim.
Moshe
shukano. Zimin azeh. Hava mamash kemo shaul. Do lav moshe shukano.
So we're back to square one, where the Taz says, "I understand the difference between kiddushin and lulav, but I don't understand the difference between tzitzit and lulav. By tzitzit, Shaul works for you to make a bracha, and by lulav, it doesn't." Yeah, but two kashe.
Mi madam yon perakayashan de ilav kara lecha ezra chava mi lezuka shela psula kmo gizula kivon dechtiv tasel lecha. Vemken kan vada it ma et shola kmo gizula. Tzar yon rav leyashen.
Says by sukkah also, is a borrowed sukkah, is that kasher? Yeah, but over there it says tasel lecha chag sukkot tasel lecha, and it should also be pasul. So because of this beemet, the reason why he says it doesn't work by lulav, we don't make. He answers, you know, in passing, Rabbi Kivegra's question. He says that the reason why we don't assume that for somebody else to do mitzvah b'mamone is why? Because of gzerat hakatuv. But he ends off with the kushia, why by tzitzit and sukkah should have been any different, and over there it does work. Even if you're mash'il, if I lend you my talit, you're still, we assume that you gave him a matana and you'll have to make a bracha. Why doesn't that work with lulav? The Taz ends off with Tzarich Ayun. It's not only that, he says Tzarich Ayun Rav Liyashev. He says it's a tremendous kushia, and he says, I don't know. Tov, Bezat Hashem, next week, Rabotai, we'll continue. Huh? No, that's a different piece. We don't do that. Tov, and we'll get to the Halacha Psukah next week. We'll speak about the Machlok Taposka. Yeah?
Can I just last, like, I want really, really child? Like, no, I don't want this. I don't want that. No, it doesn't.